Welcome everybody. It's August 5th. I'd like to call the IBU board meeting to order. Please call the roll.
Chair Heisen?
Here.
Vice Chair Dobson?
Here.
Director Wilkins?
Did you say Wilkins?
Yep.
Yep. Here.
Director Miller?
Here.
Director Kelly?
Here.
Director Wilbur?
Here.
Director Walsh?
Here.
You have four.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda and the consent agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Without objection, we're now going to use the agenda and consent agenda to move to public comment. And Director Dodson is here. So, does anyone wish to provide public comment? Come on up here. Please state your name and record for the
Yes, my name is Jomo Stewart. I'm the president of Fair Mesa Economic Development Corporation, and I actually hadn't intended to give public comment at the start of time. But it occurred to me that I actually do have something. I just wanted to give my thanks to Madam General Manager and Mr. Deal. Of course, FEDC is helping again to organize the Alaska Defense Forum for 2025. It'll be occurring officially, the actual event, August 26th and 27th over the HR Event Center. However, proceeding, we are again going to be doing tours of various things of interest around our community. After many years of requesting it, a greater tie between the Defense Forum and our business community, I've been successful in getting the other organizers to agree to put on what we're calling a local supply chain tour, which will be taking a group to visit some of the places that could provide valuable, are or could provide valuable goods and services to the DoD. On that list are places like ESI, Equipment Services Incorporated, which do high quality, Arctic grade heavy equipment and electrical systems. We'll be going out to Omni Logistics at the airport, which several times has hosted Air Force jets, as well as personnel. We'll be going out to Pan-Alaska to visit their high quality insulation building system. We'll be going to Alaska Gear with their very high quality, Arctic grade gear. And then finally, we will be going to visit the LNG storage and distribution facility for IGU. Again, trying to highlight, because we do bring in a lot of big brass and big wigs relative to the DoD, really start to have a greater highlighting of, again, the kinds of goods and services they could be getting here in state from our in-state and local providers. We're also hoping to, this year, because it's an A-Star and they have so much space, some kind of vendor fair. It's the kind of thing Mr. Dobson would notice. He's gone to ADCs. There's always a big room, actually, full of contractors and, again, people who either are or could be providing services to the DoD. And so we're trying to set up some kind of system as a test run this year where the sponsors will be able to have, say, a no-host table or display somewhere in the facility so that these folks, as they walk around, again, these visiting brass and DoD civilian leadership are walking around, again, they can see, again, what our community and what our state can be providing them. And so I just want to say thanks.
Thank you. Any questions from the
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamal. Anyone else would like to provide public comment online? See anybody online with their hand up? So we'll close public comment and go on to report. Gets us to harvest update. Clay.
All right. Thank you. Good to be back in Fairbanks in person. Made it through Alaska Airlines this time. All right, we'll dive right in with the construction update. You'll see the construction update keeps getting leaner and leaner and leaner. The power building completely, mechanically complete, electrical scope complete. Basically, for all intents and purposes, the construction there is done. The microturbines are up and running and powering the rest of the plant. So that has been turned over, and actually it's commissioned at this point as well. The pre-treatment building, same thing, mechanically complete, construction complete. It is still being commissioned. We expect commissioning on that to wrap up probably end of next week. The nitrogen building, this one, 95, we'll call it 95%+ complete as of this week. We expect the construction phase for that building to end at the end of this week, and it'll be handed over to commissioning. So very, very close there. And then kind of the last component, the exterior piece, the truck loading skid, all that, again, we'll call it 90%+. We expect that to be fully complete by August 14th. I know George and Elena had the opportunity to come up and see the plant last week, so you know, huge progress since I was there last. I know, George, you were there about a month or so ago, so we are all ahead full towards getting this thing wrapped up. That brings us kind of to the, let's take it to the next slide. That brings us to the bulk of the work that's going on right now, which is really in the commissioning phase of the project. So as of last week, we were at 67 out of 81 packages turned over. That is now, there's 10 more that are basically ready to be handed from construction to commissioning. And then the remaining four after that are all around the truck loading skid. As far as update on loop checks, as of last week it was 613. As of this morning, 717 of those loops have been checked out. One thing to remember on those, they kind of go in batches, right? So as a new system is stood up, they'll perform a whole bunch of those loop checks. So not really a linear process getting those completed. Big milestones on the commissioning front, as I mentioned. The power building commissioning is complete. The microturbines are all up and running, and we're on, you know, our shore power for the rest of the facility at this point. On the pretreatment side, it's been a really busy couple weeks there. The amine flush, so that's the system that pulls all the CO2 out of the gas. The amine flush has been in progress, running all the equipment associated with that. The final truckload of amine was delivered yesterday. And so that system is now ready to run up to full capacity. A few other pieces of kit there, the flare, thermal oxidizer have all been fired up and burned in. So there's like a break-in process for the thermal oxidizer. That's been completed. It's now ready to run up to full capacity as well. Got some pictures here in a little bit, but the flare's lit. So when you drive up the facility, you can tell there's active gas in the plant at this point. Let's see. Yeah, as I mentioned, we're targeting the completion of commissioning of the pretreatment facility end of next week. The nitrogen building, so while that is, construction is not 100% complete, they're getting ahead of what commissioning activities they can. So the PLC for the big solar turbine has been fired up. They've been starting to run all the startup procedures on that. Had a successful test of the starter motor run. And have activated the instrument air system in that building. Now, one thing to remember with this whole plant, the solar turbine and the Ingersoll Rand compressor are kind of the heart of the whole facility. So we're going to be very careful and methodical about commissioning these two pieces of kit. You know, you'll recall this is the same compressor where the coupling had to make the world tour back to France to be remachined and all those sorts of things. So you know, this is a critical part of the commissioning process, making sure this is done. This is one of those slowest, smoothest, fast kind of moments for the project where we're going to be really making sure we do this very thoughtfully. Big step for the project once this is done. I think George and company can attest this is really a huge part of the kit right here that we're about to commission. Let's see. The upcoming activities, so I know we had a slew of vendors on site when George and Elena came up. We've got Ingersoll Rand up there now, along with Relevant and ICS. And then one of the next steps, a big milestone for you guys, will be the first few trailers coming up, anticipating around August 15th to 17th, somewhere in there. Our commissioning lead will get with George probably tomorrow and let him know the latest and greatest timing for that. And so that first fill, those trailers will actually go up full of LNG and be used to finish off cooling down the tanks. And so that's a big milestone for getting everything ready for loadout. Any questions so far? I know I'm kind of firing through a lot of info here.
Yeah, so when you mentioned you're powering up the solar PLSP and then you had the starter motor run and it activated some instrument error?
Those are two separate kind of items. So the starter motor is a component of the solar turbine, so it's what kicks off the process to turn it on. The instrument air system is broader than that. It's for all the instruments around the building. Mm-hmm. And so we've activated that and stood that up so that it's ready when we turn these other things on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why don't we flip to the next slide? And I've got a little bit more detail on that in some of the plots we showed last time. But this is the kind of high-level Gantt chart. So I think last month we had said August 13th for first LNG. We've had a few odds and ends items come up that have slowed us down a little bit. We're now looking closer to August 22nd. But still feeling very confident about the September 1st commencement date. The headwinds that we've seen, so we had a couple of hiccups in the commissioning process. So one of them, our fin fan system, we have five fin fan bays that are full of glycol. One of them overpressured. Now with bays 1 through 4, we can still have enough capacity in the fin fan system to run the plant, but we do have to isolate that fifth bay, and it's currently being inspected for any issues, repairs that are required. The thermal oxidizer, there was a bit of a mismatch between the installed stack height and the air permit stack height, so we had to do a little bit of a round the wheel with ADEC to get approval to start up with a permit deviation while we basically correct that in the as-built permit. And then a couple other odds and ends. We've got a reverse osmosis unit on site that creates demineralized water. The unit that was sent up is not functioning. We haven't quite run ground what the issue is. We're able to source demineralized water from some other sources, including Gruta Bay and Kuparik. So that's not critical path, but it's something we'll have to work with the vendor after first LNG. We had, as we stood up the pretreatment building and began commissioning there's a handful of valves that either didn't operate to spec or didn't operate for whatever reason. We're really lucky to be able to draw on the Prudhoe Bay Valve Shop. The Hillcorp guys there were fantastic support, helping us get some of these ironed out. So none of these are looking to be critical path. Most of them were repaired, by the time this report went out. So nothing there. I didn't mention the capstone microturbines are up and running. So we have three 1 megawatt capstone microturbines that power the plant. Each one of those is a series of five small turbines. We currently don't need all the power that they can create, so we have turned the two of the microturbines off, and we were able to detect that we still had exhaust heat coming from one of them. So on closer inspection, looks like one of them had some kind of debris in the system that was preventing it from shutting all the way off. So effectively, like, the pilot light was still staying lit. So that's all been identified. They did a full inspection of that last week. No showstoppers there, but it does take time and resources to iron out these little kinks. So, good catch by the team is the kind of thing you want to find out now before you have a lot of gas in the facility, that sort of thing. Okay, we'll flip to the next one, and these next three slides are kind of fun to flip back and forth quickly, right? So you can really see the amount of progress. What I have on the screen here is the slide that we walked into the room showing where we were at last month's board meeting. If you flip, you can see the time I sent the report. We think we went from 7 incomplete work list items on there, up to 15, and then now just since last week, you go to the next one, we've now completed 18. So we can leave it on this one. The big numbers that I draw your attention to, construction turnover, the bar on the very top left here, showing 94%. So that's the overall construction of the process. So the only lingering kind of 6% is the combination of the truck loading and last bits at the nitrogen building. Those are really just the remaining bits of fire and gas that, that need to be completed. The incomplete work log, so this is kind of the next section to the right of that. It's a summary of the bottom table here. That's showing 65%+ complete. Functional checkout hanging around 62% and 61% on commissioning and startup. So those are just letting you know how far along the standing up of the entire system is. As I mentioned on the bottom here, you know, in the last month we've gone from 8 to 18 of these incomplete worklist items complete. The remainder of the items, there's a couple bits around pre-treatment that need to be completed. And then everything else from there is in the nitrogen building or on truck loading. So huge amount of progress. Facility's getting really close. Any questions there? All right, let's flip into a few of the pictures. So as I mentioned, the flare stack was commissioned and lit. That's out there on the west end of the facility. The next one, so the last few updates, I think we've been talking about a lot of the big bore piping in the nitrogen building. There were, I believe, 16 sections of this pipe that were close to 10,000 pounds each. This is one of the final bits of torque up on some of that piping where it connects to the cold box. So this guy is standing on the roof of the cold box torquing this up. All right, the famous truck fill kiosk. This is the shack out of the truck loading bit. This is one of the last bits to get electrically tied in, so you can see inside the console in here, and this will probably look a lot less cozy come January, but we're glad to have it on site and installed. One of the last pieces of electrical work that was going on was getting the last cable runs all the way out to the LNG tanks. You can kind of see in the background there the one of the LNG tanks and some of the cryogenic piping. But cable poles are almost complete. This one, as I mentioned, we just got the last truckload worth of amine into the system. This is them filling the amine contactor and regen towers. So that work was going on kind of last week when we were out there. All right, flipping to the next one. So this is in the nitrogen building, the solar batteries, so tied in and charged up, getting ready to fire up the solar turbine and the solar and compressor. And you can see on the next slide, this is a bit more of that electrical scope getting finalized out there. I think when we toured last week, pretty much all of these were buttoned up when we were there. They were maybe working on that one on the right still a little bit, but pretty much all set to go there. All right, that is our update. We are coming close, anticipating first LNG before the end of the month with commencement date of September 1st, holding strong on our schedule right now. So we'll be in a lot of conversations with Elena and the team here as we get close. I think hopefully we may try to get George and some others with hands-on practice loading trailers and stuff on site for first LNG, so it's coming in fast. Lots of coordination ahead of us to get this part done smoothly, but really thank everybody for all the hard work that the team's putting in and coming up to site and all that stuff. I feel like we're ready to make this happen. So,
any questions for Blake? So I want to thank you for all the attention to detail, because that stuff pays off later on.
That's right.
It's easier to do it, fix it now and later.
Absolutely. There's there's definitely been some things through the commissioning process that we're really glad we got handled before before we're trying to run the plant. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll have more updates for you soon.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Operations report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll give it to George this time.
All right. So things running pretty smooth on the operations front. Construction's flipping right along. We've got our project manager, Chris Linzo, in the back there. He's been doing a great job overseeing things, making sure we're getting all our services and mains knocked out. So far, we're over 3 miles of main line in the ground, ranging most of it in 2-inch size in the North Pole regions over there by Hearst Road. So making really good progress there. Some of the drill crews have been hitting up to 1,000 foot a day of pipe in the ground. So really making good progress. The service lines that are there, I believe Elena would have the true number, but we're right just above 200 service lines for the year. We've already got 125 of those in the ground, so they're doing a fantastic job. As far as distribution and storage, we've got a lot of odds and ends projects that are coming up within the month, but we've caught up on our transfers that were going on with some additional burn in town. We've been fortunate to have our offloading issues resolved, where we're nowhere near as backed up, so Roger's nowhere near as frustrated with us. No injuries or lost time incidents. 35 turn-ons this month, so distribution's been busy. They're almost complete with all of their meter inspections. Leakage surveys are about 80% complete, and line patrols will be starting here shortly. So they're making good progress. Valve inspections are all finished. Titan's at full capacity. We've seen some really good numbers coming out of there lately with some decreased temperatures in Anchorage. So really can't complete there. The bigger news on that front is all of the axle relocations are done and Premier Cryogenics is headed back down south. They did a great job working with us and were great to work with. And nothing on the FEMSA front. So all quiet's good news at this point.
Jim? George, axle replacement. Was there a provision in the agreement that they were going to charge us a certain amount or cost, whichever was less?
So there was a provision of we were going to pay the true cost from what they presented over to us. It was incredibly close to their estimated amount.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Have you tested the new axles at all?
So the first trailer that we sent up north, T25, had the axle relocation done before we ever did the test run up to the north slope. So that's done a good trial run there. But then on top of that, we've been running all but one of the remaining trailers that have had the relocation done have been in service moving back and forth between here and Titan. Mm-hmm. So far we've had good reports back on everything.
And you've taken them up to the north slope?
Just the one trailer so far. Okay. The first trailers that will be taken up north are going to be a handful of our older trailers because they're equipped with pressure bolt coils so that we can offload into their facility for cool down.
Mm-hmm. This might be, it's tied in, but I was thinking that the haul road was built to transport load down and then empty up, right? And so this is going to be opposite of that. Maybe this is not your purview, but do you see any issues with that?
I think there'll be a handful of struggles when we get going, but I don't think there's anything that we can't overcome in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got the trucking expertise of Middle Fork to back us up and a lot of years of experience there. Some of the climbs along the way and some of the rough road conditions always pose their challenges, but loads this size have gone up and down there before. It's just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. And then if I may add to that, heavy equipment goes up and then it also comes back down all the time, and that has been true and tested. We have asked that question of Middle Fork prior to or other trucking contractors prior to Middle Fork, and then that gets brought up a lot, Director Wall. So I've talked to Roger about it, and he assured me that everything's out of control.
I'm not too worried about it. I'm not worried about it. He's just fine.
So talk to me about the difference between 142 service lines have been task ordered to IGU and 208 approved for 2025 construction.
Yes, so, wait, is that question for me?
I don't care.
Okay. So, approved for construction means IGU has agreed to either extend the main line to the customer to provide service, or has otherwise determined that the customer has a main line in front of them, and the customer has signed their service agreement and they have paid. That's where, once all of these activities are done, we call it approved for construction. Before it can be task ordered to a crew, we have to do a site survey. So somebody has to go there and do an engineering drawing that shows where the meter is going to be installed, the service line or out. We have to obtain permits if permits are necessary. They often are if we go under a road. And I think that's it, right? Just permits and site survey.
Site surveying, permitting, and making sure we've got the right crew to the right location.
Right. And then, so then the project manager sorts through that, and once these two are complete, on top of that, then he task orders to a crew. So that's a specific crew, because depending on what the site survey says, we might trench or we might drill, and we have drill crews and trench crews. So once it's task orders, I mean, everything is ready for that installation, and now we're just waiting on the crew to complete their prior schedule before they go to do that.
And will there be more facilities approved for construction before the year's out, or not?
We continue accepting applications. Mm-hmm. We usually, it's a pretty hard stop, and so customer service always pushes for a longer application period, and operations pushes for a shorter, because they still have to obtain permits and do crews, and ground freezing is coming upon them. But historically, sometimes between September 1 and September 15, we've shut down application period, so that we can have proper time. And that we're still accepting applications, we're just scheduling them for the following year.
Right. And so before this season is out, there will be 208 service lines attached, ordered to be completed.
Correct.
And 208 completed.
Correct. Okay. At least that many, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions for Jordan or anyone? The operations report. Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, we'll move on to the finance committee report.
Okay. So, finance committee recommended that the board approve accept the financial package as submitted, which you've already done. I want to note that package is subject to audit. Audit hasn't happened, audit hasn't been completed. I'll ask Zach right now, if you're into the audit, is there anything that so far that's going to have any substantial change?
No, not that I'm aware of. The auditors did their in-field work last week and left on Friday. They obviously don't disclose a lot to you, but talking with their lead auditor, they didn't have any serious questions, didn't go down any major areas. So as of right now, it's ongoing. Looks like it'll come out just fine, and should be out sometime in September, October, depending on what the borough and the school district, how their timeline works out.
Okay. Thank you. And then take a look at page 32, which is the dashboard. And a couple of things to point out is that this is year end, and so we can now make a good comparison between what the actual cost per MCF has been and what the budget was, and you can see the actual cost came in $1.61 less than was budgeted for the year. Other of note is that we were able to add almost 700,000 gallons to the storage tank this month. The Tide plant was going full bore, and you know, almost no usage. So almost everything that was produced went into the storage tank. And now note that last month we were 900,000 gallons below budget, but now we're only 100,000 gallons below budget. So considerable progress along those lines. Under the key financial metrics, everything is green except for working capital. Cash balance is red because the budget is 57% less than the actual is 57% less than budgeted, but that's primarily due to the fact that working capital has been invested, and so our total cash between the two is good. Okay. That's all I got. Any questions?
Any questions for Jack? Okay, thank you, Jack. Moving right along, we're going to go to the general manager report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a ton to report this month outside of the executive session. We're going to have our next borough update on August 21st. Mr. Chair, I believe that has been added to your calendar. The delivered residential heating oil average price as of the end of last month was $4.09, which makes the delivered heating oil 22% more expensive than natural gas. The plant has been doing good in July, and we've been able to, as was discussed, add to the inventory. Those 208 approved for construction for 2025 construction, of those 72 are commercial. As a reminder, commercial could be three bears, or it could be a duplex that has 1 meter for both sides. So there's quite a wide range in the small commercial definition. We still have 29 service lines that were installed last season that have not yet turned on. All of those customers have received invoices, so we subsidize the cost of construction. If they don't turn on, then they are invoiced for the full cost of construction. Of those 29, 9 have paid their construction charges. 1 doesn't have any construction charges because it was 1 service line installed for 2 meters side by side on a commercial property. And then 1 received a long extension from me because of some extenuating circumstances. And then we're working with the rest to either have them turn on or pay the construction costs. We had a booth at the fair. Thank you to everyone who stopped by to say hi to us at the booth. We continue to advance efforts to maximize natural gas sales and meet minimal volume commitments. We're working on business development efforts, and if the board so desires, I am prepared to share a lot more on that in executive session. And that concludes my report, unless there are any questions. Oh, it does not. I keep forgetting that I have a grant tracking. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, if I may take the microphone back. Not a lot of changes in the grant tracking since last time. I will point a few of these out. We have purchased all of the equipment under the first grant. The shovel-ready grant, we're going to be done with it by December 31st. So the remaining funds there at $237,000 will come to IGU before the end of the calendar year, with one small disclaimer that in there is 10% of it indirect cost, but that is offset by 10% of IGU matching funds. The targeted airshed grant, we will put most of that in the ground before the end of the fiscal year, so before July 1st. Most likely, we'll finish the bulk of it before the end of the construction season, and then we'll leave a little bit in for reporting purposes. We're going to have to keep reporting on this grant for until its official closure period, which is 5 years from receipt. So we're going to keep some money so that we can support all of the activities to include a single audit. The State of Alaska capital allocation, we have $2 million left in it. The budget that the board approved at the June board meeting has us spending $750,000 out of it for this year, for mainline extensions this year, with the rest coming into next year. On the applied
and
for...
And when you say by current and next, you mean fiscal years?
Fiscal years, yes, correct. Thank you. Not a lot of update. I was really hoping that I would be able to update you on the Defense Communities Infrastructure Program grant. Their published decision date was August 1. We have not yet heard anything. And then I have one small update, but positive update, on the FY26 congressional appropriations. As of the last board meeting, Senator Murkowski had put forward a request of $3 million for IGU mainline extensions, and as of now, $3 million have been included in the appropriation bill. So now that is waiting for a full Congress vote. Senator Murkowski did the same thing for us last year, but as you might remember, the Congress did not authorize any direct spending last year. So assuming the Congress authorizes direct spending this year, and given Senator Murkowski's position on the Appropriations Committee, there is a decent chance that the $3 million will come to us out of the FY26 Congressional Appropriations Budget. And that, Mr. Chair, concludes my report.
Any questions for the manager? Good job. Then we'll continue on. And do you want to move on? So if you're off in the executive session, you guys are going to be in the executive session to discuss marketing. Do you have a draft motion?
Yes.
Okay. Do we need that motion now, you think? Or?
No.
Okay. We'll do it later. Okay. Get us to the attorney report. Zane.
Good afternoon. If IGU continues to do a pretty good job keeping legal services to a minimum, I have it here, a line strike. This is different than we discussed last month. It's historical from about a year or so ago. It's a potential litigation matter. It's in with the insurance, too. So, beyond, I'd be happy to discuss that further, but I don't want to discuss things that may be in litigation. So, other than that, I have nothing to say. I have nothing else to offer. Thank you.
Any questions for Zane?
I have a question, Zane. So you have an issue with litigation that you don't want to discuss with us at an open board meeting. When do you want to discuss it with us?
We could do it if we go into executive session. I'd be happy to discuss with it then. It's legal advice to discuss about legal matters. It really is an executive session, but it just needs to be a closed session.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And if I could, Mr. Chair, add one thing. I think this particular one, the claim is the total of about $100,000. I think IGU is in pretty good shape in reference to what happened here, so I can offer that.
Okay. Thank you, Zane. Gets us to director request for IGU information. Any requests? Seeing none. We'll move on to closing comments.
I have none, thank you.
Jim?
Nothing for me.
Okay.
No, thank you.
No. Jack?
No.
All right. Gary?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you. My only comment is two, actually. That's a great report on the grants. It's something that I think we've all wondered about, and whoever asked to have that put down in paper gets the award of the day. That's a nice report. Secondly, thanks for allowing me to zoom in today. I had a set up this morning at the cabin. I got everybody out of bed, out of there, so I could be at the port by 9. which everybody did. I was in a port by 9, got out about 9:30 after gassing up. I was on schedule to be in town and be at your meeting, except I didn't realize that DOT was rebuilding most of the Richardson from Birch Lake to Delta. So it's a pilot car city, and we waited for an hour and a half for pilot cars to accommodate the citizens of Alaska. So thank you for your indulgence, and sorry I couldn't be with you, but we tried. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, you might want to ask Sherry if she has a question.
I don't.
Are you sure? Come on. Sorry. And I don't have any comments either.
She was just a little shocked.
Do you have a draft motion to go to executive session? Let's adjourn first.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn the board meeting at the adjournment of the executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Without objection? Yes. Okay, it's approved. No motion for...
Mr. Chair, I move that we move into the board enters into executive session to discuss business development matters, which if immediately known could clearly have an adverse effect on IGU finances, to include the IGU board, the IGU attorney, the general manager, the comptroller, and the executive assistant.
And general manager.
And the general.
I believe I said that.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Zane
has something.
Yeah, Erica, did you send me the executive session link?
Yes.
We're at about 3.
Okay, thank you. I'll sign off and get a grab here quick.
Okay, we'll wait for you. And you can switch over, Gary.
I'm looking for it here. I see it. Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. Creep at ease.
Cool.